Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 8th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. AMC announced a partnership with Zoom to use its movie theaters as video conferencing spaces for up to 150 people. The service will arrive in up to 17 major U.S. markets next year. Customers will get a three-hour block. Zoom and AMC will provide the equipment for a Zoom's room experience. AMC will also make food and subsequent movie viewings available for an additional cost. Netflix launched Triviaverse, an interactive trivia game played with a TV remote. Players earn high scores and badges by answering questions as quickly as possible. It's available in English, Spanish, Portuguese, French, German, Italian, Korean, and Japanese. Google and the automaker Renault Group expanded their existing partnership to include development of a software-defined vehicle built on the Android Automotive OS. The two will work to create a digital twin of a vehicle to collaborate and test new AI capabilities in simulation, aiming for easier and continuous integration of new services into the vehicle. Part of the deal will also see Renault making Google Cloud its preferred cloud partner. Renault began working with Google in 2018. MediaTek announced its new flagship smartphone SoC, the Dimensity 9200. It's the first Android SoC to use ARM's new Cortex X3 core, which it combines a single X3 core with three mid-range Cortex A715 cores and four efficient A510 cores. That's good for a claimed 12% increase on single-core performance, 10% on multi-core performance, and 25% less power over the Dimensity 9000. It uses ARM's Immortalis G715 GPU with support for ray tracing, offering 32% better performance than last gen. On the networking side, it supports millimeter wave 5G, Wi-Fi 7, and Bluetooth LE. It arrives in smartphones by the end of 2022. Garmin launched a new smartwatch, the ruggedized Instinct Crossover. Its big feature is battery life. Garmin claims it lasts a month on a charge with full smartwatch features or 110 hours with GPS on. A solar edition can run up to 70 days with adequate light and full features or indefinitely when in battery saver mode. The base model costs $500, the solar edition $550, and a tactical edition with dual format GPS and night vision compatibility for $600. Last month, the Australian insurance provider Medibank disclosed a cyber incident, saying that customer data might have been exfiltrated. It now says a ransomware attack accessed personal information on roughly 9.7 million customers, including personal information like names, emails, and passport numbers, as well as health claims data on 500,000 customers. Medibank says it will not pay the ransom. The attacker showed links to the defunct Reval ransomware organization. SpaceX's satellite internet service Starlink informed customers that it will institute a 1 terabyte monthly data cap in the U.S. and Canada, effective in December. Customers over the cap will see service deprioritized until their next billing cycle, or pay 25 cents per gigabyte for full speeds. Data used between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. will not count toward the cap. Starlink says less than 10% of users go above 1 terabyte. The encrypted messaging app Signal added the ability to share ephemeral images, videos, and text that expire in 24 hours, something it very creatively calls stories. It's available on iOS and Android now and coming to the desktop soon. Don't worry, you can turn off viewing stories in settings. Foxconn invested an additional $170 million in the troubled EV startup Lordstown Motors. This will grant Foxconn two board seats on the automaker. Last year, Foxconn bought Lordstown's factory as part of a $230 million investment. Lordstown Motors began production of its Endurance EV pickup in September. In its Q3, Lyft earned 10 cents per share on revenue up 22% in the year to $1.05 billion. It beat estimates on earnings, but came just under on revenue. It also didn't meet analyst expectations on active riders, reporting 20.3 million. This is still below pre-pandemic numbers, which hit 22.9 million in Q4 2019. In its latest earnings report, Nintendo cut its fiscal year Switch sales forecast by 10% to 19 million units. Nintendo also announced it plans to establish a joint venture with DNA in April 2023 to strengthen the digitalization of Nintendo's business. The two companies began working together in 2015, partnering on systems used in Nintendo's mobile apps and account infrastructure. NVIDIA will offer a new A800 chip for customers in China designed to meet recent changes in U.S. export controls. NVIDIA says it can be used in place of the A100's GPU for high-end applications. Specifications indicate the A800 offers about two-thirds of the A100's performance for chip-to-chip communications. Twitter user Albacore reported seeing promoted content from Microsoft in the Windows 11 sign-out menu, prompting them to back up with OneDrive, sign up for a Microsoft account, or complete their profile. Bleepy Computer did not see the messages on their machines, indicating Microsoft is testing the messaging. It previously tested similar promotional messaging in File Explorer back in March. And finally, in a personal blog post, Oculus co-founder Palmer Luckey claims he designed a VR headset that includes three embedded explosive charges above the forehead, which are triggered by a narrowband photo sensor that can detect when the game flashes red at a specific frequency, letting it be tied to a game over screen. So a wearer would theoretically die when they lose a game. Luckey described it as office art and a reminder of unexplored avenues in game design. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.